our good friend Anjan Raman, kai kōrero mai te rōpū ihirama, wahine ihirama, me tuku mihi ki a koe. Anjan, thanks so very much for joining us again this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea.
Kia ora, lovely to be here.
Well, following on from the attack in New Lynn, obviously the nation is talking about it. The Prime Minister has said that she is going to fast track terrorism laws. Do you think that this that she's got the laws right? What needs to be done for our country moving forward so that this doesn't happen again, or that we absolutely minimise the risk of this taking place again?
Thanks, Claudette. So these are really complex issues. I wish it was as simple as we pass a law and we'll all be safe. If that was the case, then the Terrorism Suppression Act was passed after the attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon in the US, which we've got the 20-year anniversary coming up, and we rushed through that law in order to try and help us feel safe, and it's ended up not being really fit for purpose. And in fact, you know, they tried to use it as the basis for the raids at the Orawiras on Tūhoe. And they couldn't use those laws. And that was a good thing because the police, of course, had to apologise for those raids. So I think there is some change to the law needed. We know that our terrorism laws are based on organisations and on not on lone actors, and so they require a conspiracy element. And often what we've seen from the Christchurch mosque attacks and what we're seeing from this particular attack on Friday, that there is not the conspiracy element there because the person has acted on their own. So, therefore, yes, we do need some changes. I myself have made a submission to the counterterrorism bill that passed its first reading in April, and I've consulted with various other experts around that legislation. I think that particular bill had some serious concerns. I hope that those concerns won't be sidelined in the rush to act. And that's the thing that happens with events like this. We want to rush to do something. But in that rush, we might put in place laws that are, again, not effective. Or the other danger is that we catch people that shouldn't be caught. And again, I'll go back to the raids to say, you know, those people didn't come under that act. That was a good thing. And we don't want people who shouldn't be to be caught under those laws.
So did we not learn anything then? Or what did we learn then from Christchurch to this weekend in terms of what needs to be implemented? I mean, we had an individual that was closely monitored in the weekend, and at the other end, we had someone who wasn't at all on the radar. So we've got two, you know, polarities here. Have we learned anything then? It actually seems not.
Yeah, so the thing with this particular case is that there was an opportunity to act because this person came to the attention of the authorities. The person was charged with crimes. They spent a lot of time in remand. So what we really need to think about in this case is, what were the points of intervention that might have helped? Was there any kind of programs that are effective programs that could have been in place while this person was in prison? We're not aware that there were any programs he was put through under remand. We do have the issue that he was an uncooperative person. However, we know that, for example, people that are in on family violence charges, they are required to go through anger management programs. Of course, they're not required to do that while they're on remand because they haven't been convicted of an offence yet. And that's the problem of being on remand. Once they are convicted of an offence, they can be required to do those things. They can be required to have their social media monitored. The next problem is once they've finished their sentence, then the restrictions are much more difficult. So you had all of these issues going on. One of the things is whether we can get some rehabilitation or some programs in place while people are out on remand. Secondly, what we can require them to do once they've been convicted. Thirdly, you know, I even have the question of initially in 2016, whether they didn't have charges but had some other kind of community sentence or something else going on that might have required him to undertake counselling, required him to undertake a de-radicalisation program. Of course, we had none of those things in place in terms of we didn't have a de-radicalisation program in place that he could have done. But there were anger management courses and those kinds of things that could have taken place. So, you know, I think we have learned some things, and that the government has announced in December that they're investing in a de-radicalisation program development. And yeah, what can you say? I mean, in terms of the planning for this attack, we don't know that he planned it before he went there. We don't know if he was triggered or just decided on the spot, or whether he left that day planning to do something. But there was obviously not evidence of that because they were surveilling him and didn't see anything. If they had convicted him for his previous offences where he was planning, it's not necessary that he would have got a longer sentence. So some work done by Andrew Geddes shows that he actually had the opportunity of being sentenced for 10 years because he had objectionable material. So, again, it's that rush to legislation, but shouldn't we also be investing in prevention activities? That is the concern.
Absolutely. Before we go on to that, and I do want to talk about what other steps can be put in place to support our refugees, particularly those that are New Zealanders coming from very persecuted backgrounds, I do want to talk about whether or not we've got appropriate and relevant support mechanisms in place to assist these whānau. But the fact is, he was followed around. They had armed police people outside of the shop with guns. I mean, surely, to go to that extreme of following somebody around with guns, do you think that on some level that justifies going to jail? Or wouldn't that have been a lot safer for the community to having somebody else going to jail rather than have men following them around waiting for him to commit these atrocities?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It would have been better if he was in a secure location somewhere. Unfortunately, you know, you have to commit a crime or you have to have a psychological assessment in order for you to be detained. And so, yeah, I understand. I absolutely understand the frustrations. And that's why I think the kind of prevention steps at the early stages when he was first coming to their attention would have been the best option in this case. And you know, you mentioned refugees. Many refugees come here from countries where there's war. They're dealing with trauma, post-traumatic stress issues. Again, part of bringing those people here is to ensure that we've got the systems in place and that we're resourcing care, people that can provide care, you know, and ongoing care for people. The other issue is this person appears to have been really isolated, so all his family is overseas. I'm not aware that he had anyone here. So what were his social networks? The thing that we know with extremists is they pick off those vulnerable people, those isolated people, those people who have no other social contact, and so that they can get drawn in because there's no one else talking to them and trying to pull them out of it. That's across the board. All extremists do that. Regardless of what ideology, you know, they espouse, the people that recruit seek out really vulnerable people who are hurting and who are isolated. And so how do we, knowing that, how do we create those social networks for people like this and create them early on so they aren't that isolated and so they have other contact? The whole other area here is about social media, because everything that we know so far is that he was radicalized online. Obviously, there are investigations and coronial inquiries, so something else may come to light.